Welcome to this ICMA Women's Network podcast.
Welcome to this podcast episode for ICMA's Women's Network. My name is Lisa Cleary, Senior Director within ICMA's legal team. And today I'm speaking with Camille McKelvey, Head of Post-Trade FTP Business Development at Market Access. Hi Camille, how are you?
I am doing very well, thanks Lisa. I'm speaking to you today from the office, which is very exciting. It's my first day back in the city, so it's very exciting. And thanks for the introduction. And just to add a few words to that, in addition to my role at Market Access, I also sit on the ICMA's Women's Network Steering Committee with yourself, Lisa, and others from ICMA and across the industry. So the topic today is certainly one that is very dear to my heart.
Thank you, Camille. So perhaps I can say a few words. We're delighted to be speaking with you about both the challenges and the opportunities created by this most difficult of times, the COVID-19 pandemic. In particular, we will discuss how for women in financial services, and that's where our focus will be today, there is a new normal to contend with. And I guess it will be interesting to explore whether there are opportunities within that to take advantage of, and whether there are any tips or advice that you might offer in adapting to the new working environment. So I guess just to start on a personal level, Camille, what's been your experience of lockdown?
It's definitely been an interesting time, I think that's for sure, and an adjustment. But for me personally, it has been an enforced slowdown. So I was very much used to flying off here, there and everywhere and being very busy, packed schedule. And it has forced me to slow down, which has been a good thing. But what I did find early on in the lockdown is that it was very important for me to have some structure in my day and some routine, some sense of normality. I think there's a lot of uncertainty at the moment, so having a routine and structure was very important. And, you know, certainly on the work front, communication has been key, checking in and speaking to people and listening, because, you know, things that can easily be resolved in an office setting, I think, can potentially escalate quickly if they aren't addressed, if everyone's not together. It's different for everybody, but that's been my personal experience.
Yeah, I'm absolutely used to you being either, I'm getting on a plane to New York, I've just got back from New York. So yeah, I completely see how it must have been quite a slowdown for you, at least on the travel front. So as you've noted, Camille, everyone's experience of lockdown is different. That will change from person to person, and ongoing working conditions will be different depending on which firm you work for, the size of the firm, your position within the firm. But I think there are perhaps some common themes on a day-to-day level. So I wonder if we could perhaps highlight any particular issues for women in financial services that you see as common, and maybe offer some suggestions on how to deal with some of these issues.
I think because we are at home, there definitely is a tendency to be logged on, to always be available. And there's a couple of things I think we can try to do to put some boundaries around that. One thing that somebody said to me, they feel like they are living at work rather than working at home. And that really resonated with me. And I think it's a really interesting point that you have to create boundaries. And the challenges are different for everybody, clearly. Everyone's in, you know, got a different situation to contend with. But don't be afraid to ask for adjustments. Don't be afraid to request something slightly different, whether it's an adjustment to your core hours, something else, because I think people are more than ever being flexible to different challenges.
I completely see the living at work scenario. I think the fact that just from a technology perspective, we are generally logged in to some form of device at all times. And for most of the people I know who work in financial services, that includes their work email. So I think that division of work and home not being there or not being as apparent has been an issue, particularly if you don't have a space at home that you can regard as your office and shut the door at the end of the day. You know, you're not having that journey home where you perhaps decompress a little bit.
Absolutely. And I think the other element of it also is perhaps if you haven't got that safe space or that office space, is the point around your profile and still thinking about how you raise your profile. I think you're probably just thinking about how you get through the day rather than thinking about how you worry about your future career opportunities, etc. So I think don't forget about speaking up and being seen. Everyone's in this together. So I would hope that everyone feels a certain sense of solidarity in that front. I know that you've got your own views on that, Lisa, and how that's been for you.
Yeah, I guess we talked about this in preparation for our conversation today. A lot of people that I've spoken to, colleagues and friends, have said that they found it increasingly difficult to speak up in meetings where they're on Zoom or other electronic providers are available. That format has made it more difficult for them to participate. You know, I'd perhaps play devil's advocate and say that while you are at home in your safe space where you feel hopefully most confident and perhaps able to take advantage of the home advantage and speak up in meetings where you don't need to worry about whether you are the only woman in the room, the youngest person in the room, that judgments aren't being made on you at that level, perhaps you can use that home advantage to be more comfortable in making contributions to meetings online. That's again, not the case for everyone, but it's an interesting counter to the idea that it's more difficult in an e-meeting to speak up.
And I think also you have to embrace the technology, which, you know, everyone's kind of had to get on board with Zoom and Teams, etc. And I think have your video on, speak up. And women are guilty sometimes of not speaking up. And we don't want what's happening now to be a way to slip back into something. We want to push forward and we want to encourage people to speak up and have their voice heard. And we're obviously consistently going through a period of change, and I think there's going to be more change to come. And as I said, I've actually come into the office today, so it's my very first experience of this hybrid model adjustment where we're going to have some at home, some not. I'm kind of the only person in the office, so it's not really too much of a problem today. But I think that is going to be the next phase of adjustment to make sure that that voice is heard when perhaps half the team's in the room and half is on video calling in. So I think that's going to be the next thing that we need to think about, how we address that.
I think there's two things there that are really interesting that you brought out. One, perhaps the new normal creating new working practices, you know, working from home practices. Will it be the new normal that you participate in online meetings, but the best practice would be that you do have your video on, that you are being seen, that you are participating in that way? Do you think that that's something that would be rolled out as best practice as we go forward in this new hybrid model?
I think so. I think there's been a bit of a change of view, I think, of people that have been sceptical about working from home as a concept have had to change their minds. And we're certainly working in a different environment now than we were last year, let's say. I think things are changing, but the human contact and the face-to-face and the in-person, I don't think it will go away, will adapt. And perhaps that does mean that the protocol is that you have your video on, but you're dressed in a corporate manner.
The pandemic has undoubtedly changed the way we work in the short term, but I'm interested to hear your views about the longer view. Is there, do you think, an opportunity for meaningful change to working practices, which we should all take advantage of? Do you think working practices will change permanently as a result of this pandemic? So things like remote working, increasing use of technology, will there no longer be such a distinction between the value of working from home or being at the office?
So I think previously had been scepticism about working at home. I think that has certainly changed, and working from home has, for the time being at least, become the normal with much more trust of employees. But I don't think you can ever entirely replace the human in-person face-to-face contact. I don't think it goes away, but I think it will adapt. And as you say, the world has embraced this new way of being, this new way of working, accelerated electronification. From my experience, technology has been amazing. At Market Access, we more or less overnight went from all being in the office to all being virtual, and that's crazy when you think of it, and setting up thousands of clients on the system without any degradation of service. So that certainly is amazing. And that's before we even talk about the benefit to the environment. I'm always flying around the world, and we're not all doing that, and that's something to think about when we talk about the ESG agenda. And I know at ICMA it's a big focus area for you. And will business travel continue in the way it has done before? I really don't know that it will. That kind of covers the technology aspect, but I think a final important point to note on that is about how now the world has opened up really to a wider pool of talent. So you're not restricted anymore by country boundaries. You don't necessarily have to be in London to do a certain job. That really opens up the world. Market Access, we have had a cohort of interns that have come in and come through, and they haven't spent a day in the office. And similarly, I've brought someone into my team who hasn't spent one day in the office. So we've just proven that it can be done, and that's something that was probably unimaginable just last year.
And that probably, just by extension, provides an opportunity for women that perhaps wasn't there previously, an opportunity for everyone, but that can only mean, I think, an increased opportunity for women, which is great. But we must, of course, acknowledge that the pandemic has increased risks to women on a number of levels. And we are, of course, only focusing today on working practices in financial services. Are there any particular challenges for women when facing the new normal, do you think?
Well, when I think about my experience of this whole chapter, it has been very positive, but I really understand that that's not the case for everybody. You know, I hope that going forward, there will be a positive change for women to have having more of a work-life balance and perhaps taking away some of that face time pressure of hours sat at a desk to prove the worth. I think we will see a shift from that. And I think that is a good thing and bring back a bit of balance. Balance is important. And I don't just mean not necessarily childcare or caring responsibilities, but whether it's going off to take a yoga course, or we've spoken a lot about mental health in previous IWN events, and I think certainly our mental health is paramount, most important here. So we shouldn't forget about that, and I think that's something positive that I hope to come out of this.
I have certainly noticed an increased prioritisation of looking at mental health issues generally across the industry, but I think during this time and as a consequence of what's happened and perhaps transitioning to going back to the office, that will form an element, a key element in how we discuss and deal with those things. But moving on, perhaps we can talk a little bit about how we continue to manage ourselves, motivate ourselves. And what about staff members and colleagues? If you are a line manager, how does that work? It's been a very difficult time for various reasons, but not having perhaps seen your team or your colleagues for months now in the office, how has that process been of continuing to manage a team and motivate your team?
Well, I think the thing about motivating people, and studies, all things point to the fact that the one big thing that motivates people is giving purpose, and that obviously applies for ourselves and the people that we manage. And I think here it's important that people understand the strategy and that they're included in conversations. And I think it comes back to that earlier point about communicating or over-communicating. And at Market Access, we certainly had the business update, had bi-weekly town halls, which have been great to get everyone on board and understand the business side. But what's also been really key is the human element, the fact that what's happening to everyone around us, and charity efforts, and some of the charities we've been supporting. City Harvest, which is in both London and New York, helps to feed people who are facing food poverty. So we've supported them, but we've also said to staff members that they donate, Market Access will match the contribution. So that has created, I think, a sense of community and involvement in human initiatives, as well as working beyond just a business. So I think that's been great. And the other nice element we've had, in my opinion, has been really great, is the pub quizzes that we've done virtually. We've had these chat channels where you can share photos, whether it's of your holiday or your favourite location, and that creates a sense of belonging, really. And what I notice is that the interaction that you have is actually further reaching, so you're interacting with people that you might not even have interacted before had you been in the office. I think that helps to motivate. And then the last point on that is about having strong leadership and making sure that we are the teams and we understand the business, but we also have the human perspective.
I completely agree. I mean, there's a couple of points there that I'd maybe highlight. You know, you're absolutely right. Creating a community is a really important, and it's a powerful thing. It's been a necessary thing at a time where we haven't been physically within the proximity of our colleagues. And the idea that you raised earlier about we're all in this together. Of course, we're all experiencing it in different ways, and the challenge is quite significantly between how the pandemic has affected different people. But it is an experience that we're all going through. So I think that's really important. And then the perspective about how there's no borders, really. There's no sense that you're the Paris office, you're the Hong Kong office, you're the Zurich office. We've been able to reach out perhaps in a more meaningful way to colleagues who we wouldn't necessarily have otherwise had communications with. And I think that's been really powerful. That's certainly been my experience at ICMA. You know, we're a very small institution and we do certainly see each other at least once or twice a year from the other offices, but we've been more focused on regular communications to make sure that we're all checking in and making sure that each other are happy and continuing to work well and making sure that everybody's part of the strategy going forward.
Yeah, agreed.
So this is part of an IWN podcast series. We're very keen at the Women's Network at ICMA to understand whether there are any areas that we can be helpful in supporting women in financial services through these types of experiences. Do you think the IWN can help in terms of supporting women through the new normal?
I think the IWN is great because it's such a large network now. You know, we've grown over the last 6 years, I think it is now, to over 2,500 members, which is just fantastic. And because we've got so much representation from so many different organisations, I think the IWN can help us all come together and brainstorm ideas. So things that perhaps we've put in place at Market Access that would help other companies and vice versa to explain what's worked well, what hasn't worked. So I think there's that. And then the other point, which is also important, is about building out your network. And we touched on this a little bit earlier, and not forgetting about building that profile.
Do you think it's possible to build your network virtually?
I think it is, yeah. I think keep up with LinkedIn, keep up with virtual events, keep reaching out to people. It's different, but it's still possible.
It will certainly be interesting to see in the next few months how financial events, market events are adapting to the new normal. And that includes IWN and our schedule of events. I think the very fact that we're having this podcast episode is a nod to the fact that we're all adapting and there are new ways of reaching out and making sure we stay in touch with our women's network. But certainly it'll be interesting to see how that develops and innovation will be pushed out of this situation, I have no doubt.
Yeah, and I would also encourage anyone who's listening who doesn't already follow us on our LinkedIn page, IWN, please follow and hear about the events that we'll have coming up. And there's lots of articles and interesting information that gets shared there on a more regular basis.
Fantastic. So finally, if you could offer 3 takeaways for dealing with the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic in terms of working environments, what would they be?
It's hard to just break it down to 3, but for my top 3, if you like, maybe it's not in order, but number 1 would be about not being afraid to speak up, whether that's speaking up to your manager in a team meeting, virtual setting. You know, please don't be afraid to speak up. Please still get your voice heard. The 2nd would be about around creating boundaries. Don't live at work, and to remember your mental health is of paramount importance, and whether that means you need to take some time off or take a break from being at screens. I'm about to do that for a few days. So I think creating those boundaries is important. And then finally, being mindful of your profile and don't forget about the importance of your profile, whether that's internally and externally using networks like the IWN. You know, I know it's a challenging time now, but don't forget about the future and, you know, your longer term career aspirations and how you attain them.
Camille, thank you so much for your top tips. Thank you for your time today. We wish you all the best for your upcoming days off. Hope you have a great time. And thank you very much.
Same to you, Lisa. Thank you so much.
We hope you enjoyed this ICMA Women's Network podcast. For more information about the network, check the ICMA website or follow us on LinkedIn and Twitter.